farm news on the Red River Farm Network. Hurricane Ida shut down grain terminals and export facilities at the Gulf Coast. The region is without power and the focus is on recovery. That's pressuring the grain markets. Speaking at the Peterson Farms Seed Field Day, Advanced Trading Risk Management Advisor Tommy Grisafi says this is a short-term issue.
If we're in a multi-year bull market, you can't let one storm make you think that we just changed world demand. And it's really a demand story and a production problem. And unfortunately, where all the grain is down there in those terminals, they can't currently move it. And so that makes China and others temporarily go to South America. But in the end, they'll be back and we'll get through this. So combination of that storm and harvest pressure definitely affecting the markets.
Local basis has been helped by the very tight supplies. Markets exploded this spring and summer.
That's the market's job, to get those bushels out of those bins. So the pipe was dry. We had a drought. Demand's still pretty good around the world. And then, as you noted, we have this domestic use. North Dakota is getting better at using its own corn, and we're supposed to get this crushing plant, and I don't even know that we have the beans right now to fill up a crushing plant like that. So here, all these years, we had a poor cash market. We've done a lot of things to improve it, and now we don't have the bushels. And to be here at Peterson, they're in the bushel business, we're in the bushel business, and it's a lot easier to help people market grain when you have a bushel.
Cash.